So, Debbie, you are no stranger to the world of rowing. Why don't you tell us how your rowing life began?
My rowing life began a while back when I was 13. It began on the rowing machine, actually. The rowing machine was my go-to for fitness. And somebody spotted me on the rowing machine and said, "Are you a rower?" And I said, "No." "What was that?" They were in the paddle boat. And they said, "Oh, you should row. You're doing really good times on the rowing machine." And it all started from there, really. Went on a learn to row course, fell in for most of it at the single. It was way more difficult than I thought it was going to be. But there was just something about rowing. I was just like, that just looks awesome to be able to row up and down the river effortlessly, looking like it's effortless. And it all began from there. Had a really few key people supporting me, even though I was genuinely terrible to start with. And then progressed through the junior system, under 23 system, and then into the seniors. And then rowed full time for 15 years. So,
15 years.
yeah.
And in that 15 years, give us a sense of some of the kind of events and competitions that you're able to be involved in.
Yeah, I mean, lots of highlights. The main events for us as rowers would be Henley Royal Regatta is one of them. It is a really very special event to take part in, and for the international crews, it is still gold dust to win a Henley medal. And the fact that the crowd are just so close to the bank, so anyone down supporting this week, cheer loudly. I mean, it's the support by the bank, and being so close to the crowd is incredible. Definitely one of my highlights. Standing on the podium receiving an Olympic medal with my teammates. Athens was my first medal, and then Beijing, and that was it's just so special. You kind of train day in, day out, and those little moments are really precious when you share them with teammates. Hearing your national anthem over the years, again,
Amazing,
just
yeah.
really incredible moments. But of course, it's not just that. All the I rowed full time 15 years, so the amazing friends that I made, who I'm still lifelong friends with now, Fran Horton, who I rowed with for most of my career, popped round on Sunday morning. And so, the friendships made.
I guess it's quite an intense experience being in a boat together. It kind
Yeah.
of maybe bonds you together.
Yeah, I mean, you as a squad, you train day in, day out as well. So you're kind of living in and out of each other's pockets all year. We spend a third of the year on training camps or racing, so in hotels and sharing rooms. And so you get to know each other very well. And, a lot of rowers like share houses together, and you become like one big family. And like any big family, like you get on sometimes, you don't get on sometimes, and there's a whole host of dynamics and working out how to be a team and to support each other and respect each other. So there's a yeah, lots of great memories,
And
lots of
any, I mean, 15 years is a long time to kind of isolate particular moments, but any particularly kind of challenging periods or just like challenges with being a kind of, a professional sports person in their own world.
yeah, training 2 or 3 times a day, a challenge. I was an athlete that loved racing, so a lot of athletes really love training and really get stressed around racing, where I was the opposite way around. So for me, training was, I had to really focus and
Presumably,
be
training is like 98% of the time.
I know, but I love racing so much that I was like training, I could focus on training because I knew that it would be worth it when we raced. And so challenges, when we came second in front of the home crowd at the World Champs at Dorney, that was really, really hard in front of the home crowd. I know all my friends and family would be like, "But you're still going second in the world." And actually, there's a longer story, but there was a positive drugs test from the Russian crew, so we actually got instated later down the line as winners of that race. But at the moment, like, disappointment in racing obviously can be a real challenge. But I think for me, the biggest challenge has been injury, because with injury, you can't actually do anything about it. You just have to trust that the people advising you are giving you good advice. And as an athlete, you can't show what you're capable of. And so injury for me was definitely the most challenging times in that period of time.
Your rowing life started in at a certain point, but you're Christian as well. So tell us a little bit about how your Christian life began.
Yeah. So I grew up in a Christian family. So from baby would have been going to church. And if you'd have asked me when I was younger, "Are you a Christian? Do you believe in God?" I would have said, yes, I'm a Christian, but that was because I thought it was automatic. So I thought because I went to church, that made me a Christian, and also because my family were Christians, that made me a Christian. Whereas I joined a youth club at the church when I was 15 and just started to listen a bit more, really, and started to listen more to who Jesus was, the life he lived, why he died. And I suddenly realised that actually being a Christian is not something that's automatic. It's not something that you can just be good enough for, try and earn, but actually it's a relationship with God. And I realised that I genuinely believed in God at that point. Like I didn't think we were just a bag of chemicals. Like there's more to life. Life is precious. So I did believe that God existed, and also that he gave us purpose and stuff to do and giftings. And for me, sport was that. Sport was my life. And I knew that I'd been blessed with just the passion for that by God. But what I didn't have was that real relationship with him. And so it was at that point that in my 15-year-old way, I said yes to Jesus. And that was the point my Christian life started. And of course, God's at work and maturing us and growing us from that point onwards.
So your Christian life starts shortly before your rowing life starts.
Yeah, a real blessing.
And so it'd be interesting to hear, how did the two kind of connect?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really grateful that that happened just before going into the crazy world of rowing, because it became full-time quite quickly on. I mean, for me, that starting point of knowing that rowing and the passion for sport was a gift from God was actually really important in how I engaged with my sport, knowing that just feeling grateful for the opportunities that I had and wanting to do my best with that to honour God. So, you know, perhaps people might think, well, if you're a Christian, maybe you're not very competitive. I was so competitive. I loved competing. I loved my sport. And I just wanted to get stuck in. But obviously, I wanted to do that in a way that honoured God too. So it was a big motivation, like my faith within just putting my, you know, my effort into sport and appreciating the opportunities that I had. So that was my kind of starting point of connection between my faith and sport. But obviously over the years, God showed me a lot more in that as well, and has grown me through the ups and downs and challenges that I've had in my sport.
Yeah. And the one of the themes that we're kind of digging into particularly tonight is this question of kind of identity. It's kind of a sense of who I am and my sense of worth and so on. What are some of the challenges for athletes? Yeah. And perhaps, you know, your own experience of that, around that whole area of kind of who am I, my sense of identity and worth.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure everyone here can appreciate that it would be very easy for an athlete to, and it is the case that as an athlete, if you're doing well in your sport, you can feel like you're winning in life, you feel like you're in the right place, and you feel like you've got worth and value. But then as an athlete, if you're not doing well, or if you're injured, or if you haven't been selected, you can feel like you're, oh, maybe I'm in the wrong place, or that you don't have worth and value anymore. And so if you step outside that, logically, it doesn't make sense, does it? Because like in the media's eyes, or in the coach's eyes, or in our own eyes, we can go from hero to zero overnight. And so if your value and worth is in that, that's going to just be a really unstable place to be. And so I think one of the big things that God taught me over the years, not straight away, through the ups and downs, was that actually, like, strip everything back, you're rowing, like, whatever's happening in life, and you are made and loved by God. You are precious, you are unique, you are a masterpiece, and you have worth and value and purpose. Full stop. Yeah. Regardless whether you're messing up in life, whether you're winning in life, whether you're doing well in your sport or not. And so that was just a really key thing for me, because if you put your worth and your value in that, it's just a really unstable place to be.
You say, like, injury has been a challenge for you, and injury must be so hard for athletes, but it just, you can't help it. It just comes out of nowhere, and it completely ruins your chances of racing in that event or that event. And you think, well, maybe my career is over.
And it can lend to fears and not knowing, you know, not trusting our body, or not knowing what to do next, or just realizing, you know, we had the verse earlier about anxieties, and it can really bring in anxieties if you've been injured and have any trauma around that.
Yeah, exactly. So this idea that there can be a sense of inherent value and worth that is stable, you know, through all the ins and outs of life as a professional athlete. Debbie, why don't you tell us, just as we round off, what you're up to these days? So you had 15 years rowing. When was the last time you competitively picked up an oar? If that's not a horrible
No.
question to
Well, no.
ask.
When I finished internationally, I raced almost full time still for Leander, helping our development athletes. So I probably finished properly competitively in 2016, and then got married, and kind of time priorities changed, and then had Rebecca, my daughter, who's now 5, and that just time wise, its priorities changed. I haven't sold my boat yet, so I obviously think that I'm going to be back in a boat at some point. And I do train for the Erg Champs every year, and I still think that I can go back to my old PBs, but I can't.
Those old BBs are
so,
just.
Yeah, not rowing currently, but I've not given up on them. Might be. I've accepted that I'm a master now, that I'm old enough to be classed as a master. I'm not elite anymore. And then work-wise, I'm debt centre manager at the local Henley Church's debt centre, the Christians Against Poverty, and work with Christians in Sport. So support athletes in their sport and in their work. Not in their work, in their rowing, sorry, in their sport and in their faith. Which is a real privilege. They supported me when I was a rower, encouraging me in my sport and my faith, which was incredible in the time that I was rowing. And I'm on maternity at the moment, just had a little boy, Caleb. So currently, yeah, just enjoying life.
Debbie, thank you so much for sharing such helpful, thoughtful reflections. It's been really helpful. Should we give Debbie a little round of applause?